Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, good evening, and welcome, 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 All That Jazz Now. And yes, I'm feeling god darn good, and I'm getting stronger because I've been up under the weather, and I'm talking to more and more people who are thinking about joining in on DSM TV Network. And I feel so good. I feel so proud. I feel like a boy on a cloud, just floating, floating, floating like a boy. sitting on a cloud. Trump without a wheel. I better start the show. I do, man. I'm feeling better and better. You know, you have a dream, right? And you achieve some of those dreams. But to know that you might actually open up your own TV streaming network, do you know how many jobs you're going to be creating? You know how many talents you're going to be exposing? You know how many camera people that are going to shoot some great stuff? A lot. That's all I can tell you. You know, and I'm so proud that maybe one day my oldest son will take over. But in the meantime, we got some great jazz for you tonight. I see some loyalists that have tuned in and said, I'm going to be on that show that Don S. McClue. Now, I know T don't talk like that. So I'm looking at her phone number on the board, but I'm so glad she tuned in. And my producer's tuned in. Instead of on the Skype, he's on the phone. My God. What, he quit his job? Anyway, look, we got some great jazz for you tonight. I mean, super duper. And it is what it is. So we're going to start it all off. I'm getting an echo. Am I getting an echo? I think so. But anyway, we got some great jazz for you tonight. We're going to start off with At Last, by a young lady named Jade. And then we're going to hit you with Jimmy Sachs, No Man, No Cry. So you better get ready, because it's all that jazz now.
Yeah.
That was Jade. Woo! Jade, man. See, even the people said it. All right. I'm feeling pretty good, man. My next-door neighbor wore me out trying to move a dryer, but we did it. And, man, we almost killed ourselves. But we made it. See, that's the thing about determination. You be wore out at the end, but you get it done. We're going to play this track by Jimmy Sachs, No Man, No Cry. He a bad guy, man. And I think this is a track that's going to be really good. I got a next track I'm going to play it by Mesa, Inside My Dreams. Is sending a shout out to Vonnie. And, man, it's some just great people in the world.
and I've been awakened by a story my mind is telling.
You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, which is called tonight, All That Jazz Now. Subtitle, Music Makes a Difference. And it really does. We got some more great jazz for you. We're going to take a little short break and promote one of my favorite books, Birth of an Idea, that a young lady named Teresa just ordered. And she also ordered To Have a Friend. Oh, man. One of the best crime thrillers ever written. I'm telling you, it is the best and the best.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
As you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
should let you go away, you only make me cry. If there's just one friend, lay down her life for you till the end. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me.
Oh, man, I'm going to put on my jazz voice. Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. And that was Vanessa Rubin. It's probably me. You're listening to All That Jazz with Don S. McClure. Oh, man, I can't do that one. Oh, man, that's a track and a half, man. Hey, you know, a lot of people don't know that Ray Charles is famous for jazz. They think of Ray as Hit the Road Jack or something else. But actually, he's also a jazz musician. And he's a hell of a pianist. So I just thought we'd go back and grab a Ray. Because he told his manager, he said, I want to do something different. So cut down the lights. And he said, what, Ray, they used to, you playing fast? He said, look, this is my show, so I'm going to do my thing. And so they cut down the lights. He told the girls, sing softly, you don't know me. You know, he asked me, could I fill in for him? But I said, no, Ray, you're too good. He said, well, thank you, Don, because I didn't mean it. All right, okay. I know that was corny, but anyway. Ray Charles, you don't know me. I should have added my name in that, shouldn't I?
You give your head to me. Then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell.
That's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me.
I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you.
And
I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. I know you'll never know the one who loves you so.
No, you don't know me. But I never knew the art.
Ray Charles. See, y'all thought it was just going to be just Ray, but a lot of talent. Respected Ray Charles.
Ray, can I sing with you?
Well, yeah, baby. You know, you're looking good. So go ahead and sing. But he liked Diana Krall. He liked the talent that she had. You know, talent brings around talent. You know, somebody asked me last night, they said, do you ever think about the people that don't want to do nothing? And I kind of laughed. I said, no, I don't think about the people that don't want to do anything, because that's like a virus, bad one. So, no, I don't think about it. I don't even worry about it. They don't want to do nothing, don't do nothing. So I said, why are you asking me that? Well, you know, some people, I said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. They don't want to do nothing, fine. Ray Charles wanted to do something, and he did it. And he was blind. Stevie Wonder wanted to do something, and he did it. And he was blind. So I don't know. I don't want to know the people. So I said, okay, all right, well, you know, all I can say is I wish him luck with doing nothing. I'm going to play this track by Big Maybell. It's called Candy, after Ray Charles did his thing. And then I'm going to drop So Cool by Doc Powell on my jazz show. Candy.
Why I call my sugar candy. I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. Hand is always handy, just when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were four of him, and I could love that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 candy. He's gonna be just dandy. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yeah, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
I wanna feel you close to me. Just a little bit, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna feel your heart. Nah, nah, nah.
And that was my favorite guitarist, Peter White. But I'm supposed to be doing my jazz tonight, right? So that was my favorite, Peter White. Oh, man, Peter, you're good, Peter White. Oh, man, I think people be saying, boy, that boy is loco. We got a track for you from one of our African jazz artists, Ioka. It's called Simply Falling. That girl bad, man. So you get the best jazz, the best music, the best host on Wednesday night. Can't nobody beat me. I'm sorry. Don S. McClure and all that jazz. Ain't nobody got it going on like that but me. People say, Don, is your head getting any bigger? I said, it do kind of hurt. All right, let me play this track. I know my head don't hurt because I ain't big-headed. Let me play this track that I want to hear, man. We got some bad jazz. So, check it out. Fallin'.
I'm
unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
And I am back. Do you know we've already passed the first hour? We only got 40 more minutes to go. That's how cool this music is, man. It just gets into your soul. And I'm going to have it on as I travel the road and just think about the happy, happy Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of people out there, they got a lot to be thankful for, a lot. And for those that are still having some issues, you got a lot to say, you know what, it's going to get better. So I hope the best for you, too, on Thanksgiving. The thanking of that, man, I hope it gets really better for you. All right, let's jump to this track so I can get back to eating some chicken and noodles. Yes, I made chicken and noodles because I don't want another hunger headache like I had the other day. And I was crying like a little girl. Oh, my head hurt. Oh, I don't feel good. Oh, oh, oh. All right, here's Olita Adams.
There are hills and mountains, sweeter.
And that was Paul Taylor, Long Way Home. And before that, Olita Adams, I Don't Care How You Get Here. I don't care if you walk. I don't care if you run. I don't care if you hop, crawl. Just get here when you can. How about that? Just get H-E-R-E when you can, how you can, do you can. We're going to our Latin section for tonight with Zamil doing Spanish Rain. He's from Texas. And then we're going to follow it up with Florida's Laura Henderson Quartet, Latin Jazz, Girl Bad Man. And, you know, we do a little something simple. Did you hear what I said? Something simple. Let me play the tracks, man. Hey, we only got 30 more minutes to go. That's amazing.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así, que yo guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría apresarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años y muchos más, yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad. Pero ya tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años y muchos más, yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad. Pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Oh, man. You know, that was bad. That was just Chartalinko. I'm going to play a track from an artist that's known worldwide. Known for jazz, Ella Fitzgerald. She got a track that's called But Not For Me. Oh, man. I might cry on that jazz track. You know how sensitive I am. Hey, did you know I used to watch Raggedy Ann and Andy? And I know that's before some of y'all even came along. But one day, Andy got kidnapped by the evil Mr. Bunker. And they had Raggedy Ann in the hospital. And the doctor was a moose. And he said, They asked him, what's wrong with that doctor? And he said, she's dying from a broken heart. And then they said, what's wrong, Raggedy Ann? And she said, I got a pain in my sawdust because I miss Andy. So I hope some of y'all, if you get an Andy. Anyway, it's a corny joke. Ella Fitzgerald, but not for me.
But not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds.
Sounding like back in the 30s. I think that's when she was around, wasn't she? 30s, 40s, 50s, something. We're going to jump to a track to follow that by Cindy Bradley. Ella just sang, Not For Me. And Cindy Bradley is going to cut on, You Don't Know What Love Is. Oh, my God. Two hard hitters. Man, we only got 18 more minutes. I'm almost out of here. On the road again, I'm going to be in the early morning hours on the road. That's country, Don. It's not jazz. Oh, okay. All right, let me play this track by Sidney Bradley. Hey, I just knocked over my homemade table. I got one that I made in the back of me, right, so I could, you know, write on it, and it just knocked it over. Oh, man, clumsy.
Thank you.
Hawaii, Cindy, Bradley, that's deep, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Well, it was close to the last track. Black Nile by Vanessa Rubin. It's a bad lady there. And, man, check it out.
Come along with me to a river running free. It's known as the Black Nile. Please, won't you take my hand? We'll explore creation's plan along the old Black Nile. My ancestry and history's calling me. I want to see, hey, just how it used to be. So come along with me to a river running free. It's known as the Black Nile. But it is
show my lips, it's my weed. I'm just my new mobile people.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Hours I've ever seen. I'm going to get ready to say goodnight. Sleep tight. Do you know it's Thanksgiving Eve. So I hope you eat a lot of turkey, a lot of mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, healthy, unhealthy, generic, organic, regular, grandma, kind of made macaroni and cheese. I don't know. I'm delirious. But I'm going to say I'm getting out of here, and I want you to enjoy. You know, be thankful, even for the little stuff you got. Because I'm thankful that, you know, people believe in me and want to support what I do. And when they say they're going to support, they keep their word. So I've got 18 seconds to go, 17 seconds, 16. I don't know why they count down on me. But I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving and enjoy life. That's all you have. Good night.